This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
When we were once an independent republic.
Another world.
Run by men.
Another time.
Run by people who weren't perfect.
His life was green.
But they believed in something.
The crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They believed in the empowerment of the species. They believed in free will. They were strong. So they weren't threatened by others being strong. They based their systems on technological development, innovation, trailblazing. The globalists base their system on subterfuge, intrigue, and taking over systems. So many times in life, trying to develop funding mechanisms for InfoWars and just dealing with people out in the business world, you run into folks that actually want to develop economies and want to innovate and want to have 20, 30-year relationships with you and are compulsive about being honorable. And those are always the people you see that actually run the local society and employ the people and put up with all the garbage, but have a sense of honor. And then there's always the corporate and governmental types that are there to just manage and bring in bureaucracies that then sit on top of you and feed off of you. And they're very unvirtuous type groups. And that's what the New World Order is. Donald Trump has given one of the most epic speeches ever. I backed it up a few minutes. We're going to play it again. I'm going to come back to the next segment and play like 5, 6, 7 minutes of it. It's so powerful. Where he says Hillary is an agent of a trade war against us, of China. Talk about throwing down the gauntlet. He slapped her upside her little head with it and getting into the fact that we've already surrendered. We're already in a war. Stop letting them intimidate you that we're going to, you know, come after you financially if you don't submit. They've already been consolidating things and are so greedy, the globalists and the communist Chinese, they want managed economies and want you poor to control you. They're super uncool. It's not just like they want to take over our economy to make it better and leverage up some space colony program or something, because they think they'll build something better than us and we're some evil, you know, dumb idiot group of savages or something. No, they want to dominate us because we are so smart and innovative. The West. Super uncool, man. Super evil. In fact, I don't want to start it over and over again. I'll just come back after the break because it's a longer segment. Start it from the beginning. But I tell you, this is just an amazing time to be alive right now. And then I've got all this other news I haven't gotten to yet. Every day there's articles for the minions, for the liberals. These aren't attack pieces. With Michelle Obama and million-dollar villas, I mean, like $1 million to stay there for the weekend and $20 million, you know, for the vacation and lavish at palaces with just being gifted with hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry and clothing per day, meeting with royalty, eating the finest fattening meals. And then these people disconnect how, oh, the greedy rich aren't supposed to have any money. They mean their neighbor that has $10 more than them. That's the greedy rich. Or the guy that owns a car dealership, or somebody that owns a restaurant, or somebody that owns a little factory, or somebody that, you know, owns a little hotel or something. That's the big greedy guy, the person they kind of see at their level that they're angry at in class envy. But, oh, the movie stars and Hillary and, you know, worth hundreds of millions from foreign dictators and the Obamas. And it's always Michelle eating steaks and, you know, giant ribeyes and porterhouses and huge gravy meals and just jet copters and jumbo jets and red carpets and just, oh, the lavishness. But then they're like, but you have to live under austerity for the earth, and you can't fly because of the carbon. Now we feast. Michelle Obama and the girls are joined by Meryl Streep for lavish dinner with Moroccan princesses at Palace. And then it's got all the photos of it. And it's just these weird, hateful criminals that push communist ideology. She's like Kim Jong-un. I just detest her. I detest her.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I worked out for a little over an hour this morning, and I was flipping between Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC, mainly to miss the commercials, but also to monitor globalist transmissions. And even Fox News, I had to watch probably 30 minutes back and forth to hear them say that it was ISIS that took credit for the attacks yesterday at the Ataturk airport in Turkey that have killed 40-something people now. Bombings and shootings, and the U.S. already has its flights opened, unprecedented, back into it. But watching MSNBC and CNN and others, they were saying nothing. I mean, if a group of, say, right-wingers bombed something, that's all you'd hear. Or if some other group, they would tell you who was affiliated with it. ISIS took credit within an hour yesterday. That was in the foreign newspapers, but nowhere here in the United States. Just like with what happened in San Bernardino, what happened in the situation at the gay nightclub in Orlando, what happened with Major Hassan. Well, for 4 or 5 years, they said that wasn't a terror attack. The Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers, the cops getting shot, the people yelling Allah Akbar in California and in Pennsylvania and in Toronto. I mean, this is happening all the time. He'll have a guy in traditional Muslim garb running around screaming Allah Akbar, shooting a cop in his patrol car for no reason. And then it's just, it's not Muslims. And it's just not right. Everybody knows that I tried to stop the Iraq war and all these invasions and stuff. So I knew it was part of a clash of civilizations to stir this up. Because PNAC, Project for New American Century, wrote a multi-hundred page white paper. You can go read it online. Detailing the plan. Bipartisan. Run by that creep Crystal, whose daddy was the head of the Trotskyite chapter. Leon Trotsky got killed in Mexico with an ice hook. An ice hatchet. Old Stalin got his competitor. You are a competitor now. You shall die. And then we got that weird little creep running the conservative movement, hopping around. I mean, it's a joke. I remember I used to talk like 15 years ago about how William Crystal, was the head of the Trotskyites when they created the neocon movement in the 60s, and people didn't believe me. It's like, then it finally was like in the Wall Street Journal and stuff, and people went, wow, they're communists? Yeah, they are. And then they merged with this weird Nazi, Leon Strauss, Chicago Business School, and, quote, became right-wing, adopting a Nazi philosophy of the end justifies the means and dictatorship. I mean, that's their words. It's like, wow, wow. But it's the public's ignorance allows the sensationalism of this. George Soros admits he's behind part of the euro. He admits he wants to create a super state and take your rights. That's in the news. He's involved overthrowing Ukraine and actually putting Nazis in as the first president, unelected, who have rallies with images of blonde goddesses heiling Hitler, firing electricity bolts out of their fingers. Now, I mean, you think the Nazis were weird with nighttime rallies and torches and stuff to bring in all that symbolic mind control of tribalism. They have nighttime rallies with images with goddesses firing Emperor Palpatine, Darth Sidious lightning bolts out of their fingers. And by the way, if you're a new viewer or listener, I'm not joking. This isn't satire. You got a weird Jewish Nazi collaborator from World War II running around, who actually has a white cat and is on an oxygen tank half the time. He runs the Quantum Group, that is the name of Spectre's front group in the new James Bond movie. You're like, well, what, is he copying them? No, they're copying him. Because he basically is the head of Spectre. At the end of World War II, they talked about it, though, these shadowy groups that were like Hydras. That's their symbol, is a Hydra. You see it in Captain America, you Hail Hydra, you see it in James Bond movies, Spectre. It's an octopus. It's a Hydra. And you chop off one head, two more sprout. Yes, it's true. Well, until you understand, they have different political fronts, different names, different groups, but it's all basically just really evil people working together to create chaos so they can consolidate control. And then they turn around and screw each other over next because their honor is dishonor. And they never want you to know how their systems work. They don't want you to know about foreign governments manipulating. They don't want you to know how you're under trade wars. They don't want to know you. They don't want you to understand how they've set up the economy where small folks can't operate. And now they know that people are going to small mom and pops who understand that. So now they want to put taxes and regulations in where it's impossible. We should stop complying at that point. We've now reached that like the Border Patrol talked to us and said, yeah, the government ships in folks with TB. It's totally illegal. And talk to us on camera. They've gotten to the point where they're just done. They wouldn't talk to us a year ago on camera. It just takes going, you know what? You're lawless. I'm not following your orders anymore. Go ahead and try to put me in jail or fire me. You can't kill everybody like you did the Border Patrol agent that was going to expose Fast and Furious. You can't get everybody, can you, Hillary? George Soros, all of you. And if you're not careful and you knock off leaders in the liberty movement, then you turn them into martyrs. So you'd rather just assassinate us politically and assassinate our names, except you're so discredited, trying to assassinate us only makes us bigger. Whether you physically kill us or try to kill our name, all you do is make us stronger. So what do? You just accelerate dumbing people down as much as you can to make them so sick and mentally ill they can't resist. That's what your game plan, isn't it, Cupcake? But it was surreal to sit there. I don't really watch it. I listen to it while I'm working out. And to hear four different news channels talking about the attacks and how we need to give up more rights and have more funding for the intelligence agencies and, you know, and more checkpoints at the TSA. And just like I said they do years ago, I was watching Fox and I tuned to CNN, same deal. They were like, all talking points. That's when you know you're in trouble. One centralized system, they were saying that they want to move the checkpoints out now, not at the TSA. They're going to check you there, but out at the parking lot or maybe at the end of the road. All the terrorists will do is always attack where the checkpoint is. That's why they always blow up the checkpoints. That's the target, dummy. There's more people compacted there than on an airplane. The government knows that. They're bringing them in. They're letting them attack because they've suspended common sense. They've suspended knowledge. They've suspended using your brain. They destroyed logic. And so they go, we need to check you more at the TSA. We need to grope you more. But the border is wide open and we bring the people in. What? Excuse me? Oh, we're in a trade war with China. If we do anything back to them, even though they have tariffs on us that are built in illegally. Really? What is it made in China? What jobs do we have? Again, now they admit airport security, long lines, easy targets for terrorists. Mark Zuckerberg, better cover up your webcam and your smart TV. It's watching you. Oh, Zuckerberg, you've discovered it in 2016. You're so smart. He's running it. But let's play, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. This is part of this incredibly epic Donald Trump speech. I think on the Sunday show, I'm going to air most of it with commentary. I think that's what I'm going to do. I wasn't going to go live Sunday. I think I'm going to do a special tape show for the 4th of July, but that airs on July 3rd on the eve of that. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm going to play part of this and come back and go to your calls. But here's Trump just doing things that show he's totally real, because what he's doing is irrevocable to Hydra, to Spectre, whatever you want to call the octopus. Because they don't want you even thinking about things above presidents. They don't want to have you thinking about, hey, a president could be a foreign agent. Foreign governments could try to take politicians and groom them to take control. That's why you have to be born in the country, because in the old days in Europe, they would do that too. All the common sense comes back. The globalists are in trouble. They only have victory when common sense is suspended. So this is Donald Trump telling total truth. In the speech, they're attacking him for it. He goes, I know, folks, I used to work in the system. I've used the system to become rich, but at your expense. And they go, and Obama came out and said, see, he criticizes a system he's become rich in. He isn't qualified as a worker or a person of the people to do this. Really, because he's wealthy, because he made money in the free market, he made money in service. There's nothing bad in that. He admitted that some of the globalist system made him money and that he manipulated that system, but he's exposing it, saying, let's stop it. But Obama's implying some little communist can lead us out of this. No. Or that, you know, here's the difference. Trump wants you to have air conditioning in a car and a nice house in the future and upward mobility. Obama says you can't have that. So, see, that's why you're not qualified, buddy, because you don't want us to have that. You want to control us, and you admit that's your plan. Austerity. While your wife's hanging out at palaces, as we speak, with royalty. Pigging out. While our kids eat food worse than prisoner food. It's all training us to accept less. Lowering expectations. A post-industrial world. A new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for. Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted. You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever. Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying that I torture people 18 hours a day and I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out. Understand now? Yeah, they're like demons from hell, just right on that dimensional line, just trying to get control as fast as they can. And the Chinese communists are their most precious. They got the highest death rates, the execution vans, the giant human chimera facilities, the cows producing human milk, the just hell forces. It's the most just soulless evil. It's just the globalists are just, that's the big cauldron, the big command base. Prepare the weapons. Give them all the ports. Give them everything. Give them the weapons. Give them the communications. Give them the back doors. Give them the politicians and Kissinger and them. They're like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I mean, think of the allegory as like the golden child when the top demon goes in and gets down and meditates and then the walls pull back and he's in hell. He's like, what do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans, okay? Demon damned to hell. Excuse me. I said I'd play the Trump speech. I don't even know if I can go to calls now. I'm too upset. All I know is whether they're interdimensional demons or whatever they are. Let's say that's an allegory. All I know is they're the same thing. Psychopaths operate. They're not human. I don't like them. Okay? And my very humanity just is like, yeah, take them on. You want to fight? You're going to get one, you inhuman, soulless pieces of trash. I see you real good. And I know our species is stronger than you and better than you. We're going to beat your ass. Get that through your head. Excuse me. I shouldn't. Okay, let's just go to the Donald Trump speech. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of fear will try to spread the lie that these actions will start a trade war. We already have a trade war, and we're losing badly, badly. She has it completely backwards. Hillary Clinton unleashed a trade war against the American worker when she supported one terrible deal after another, from NAFTA to China to South Korea. It doesn't matter. No matter where she went, the American worker was hurt. And you will be hurt worse than ever before if she becomes president of the United States. That I can tell you.
They live, folks.
A Trump administration will end that war by getting a fair deal for the American people and the American worker. The era of economic surrender will finally be over. It'll be over. You're not going to see it anymore. Although, I can't guarantee it because after me, they'll probably start doing it again. But we will have 4 and maybe 8 great, great, great productive years. And we'll never go back. And we'll make sure we never go back. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. A new era of prosperity will finally begin. America will be independent once more. Independent once more. Doesn't that sound great? Under a Trump presidency, the American worker will finally have a president who will protect them and fight for them. We will stand up to trade cheating. Cheating. Cheaters, that's what they are. Cheaters. We will stand up to trade cheating anywhere and everywhere it threatens the American job.
That's right. You don't harass American producers anymore than to give the commie Chinese a blank check so their slaves can make stuff.
We will make America the best place in the world to start a business. We'll hire workers and we'll open factories and we'll get rid of these horrible regulations that make it impossible to do business in this country.
That's right. By design, the politicians moved to China where they made deals. They actually do that.
This will also include massive tax reform to lift the crushing burdens on American workers and businesses. We will also get rid of all of these rules and all of these problems and all of the bureaucracy, which are destroying, absolutely destroying, our job creation capacity, which we used to be the best in the world, and now we're getting close to the bottom, folks. We're getting close to the bottom. Many people think that these regulations are an even greater impediment than the fact that we are one of the highest taxed nations in the world. We're also going to fully capture America's tremendous energy capacity. This will create for our workers, and that's what we want, for our workers,
cheaper power,
growth for our economy, and begin reducing our budget deficits, which are massive.
All right, let's stop right there. I'm going to play more after I take some of your calls, but that's why I harp on power plants. If they shut down roughly half our coal power plants, they're totally clean, half scrubbers, nothing comes out but water and carbon dioxide. It's the cheapest power in the world, three or four times cheaper than anything else. No one else can compete with it. That's why natural gas and big oil, all give money to shut down coal. They're the ones. And then when I'm against shutting down coal, they go, oh, you're paid for by the oil companies. Go look at who funds it. It's the oil companies. I don't have any investment in coal. My investment is in if China is able to have dirty coal and no scrubbers, and their power is three, four, some cases five times cheaper than ours. If I was a factory builder, would I build a factory in the U.S. with power four times more, when that's pretty much one of your number one costs, or would I go to China? You're basically forced to. We produce shirts here in America. I get them from American Apparel. They're like $14 a piece. We sell them for like $25. And then people don't buy them because they cost more than the shirts we get made in Mexico. And I get stuff made in Latin America. At least they get some of the money down there. And I try to be a moral person, folks. They don't really grow good coffee in the U.S., so I get it from the Chiapas. And they're communists, but at least they're rebels and own guns and are kind of like anarchist communists. So at least, you know, I'm supporting people that aren't going along with the evil even greater. I don't even want to get off into it anymore. It just gives me a headache. I mean, I'm in the exact same position as Trump, but on a smaller level where, okay, I got Made in America apparel for you. Don't want it. Because you want the shirt that's, you know, $15 that costs $5 to make in the U.S. In Mexico or in Venezuela or Nicaragua or El Salvador or wherever. It costs me $5. I sell it for $15. I make $10. I buy it from American Apparel for $14, $15, sell it for $25. And you don't just make the same amount of money. People just don't buy it. So then you have T-shirts sitting there. That's like he said, if I could make these ties here in the U.S. instead of Mexico, they acted like it was like, you know, he'd been caught. Oh, you're this anti-Mexican guy, but your ties are made in Mexico. And he went, well, of course they're made in Mexico. I'm not against Mexicans. I bought them down there. It's high quality. It's cheaper. No one will buy ties that expensive in the U.S. How is that bad that Trump is honest? That's what I'm saying. The point is we're pointing out the system is designed to be impossible. And so he goes off into coal power plants and the rest of it. The war on coal. The number one thing shutting us down isn't just the high taxes and regulations. It's the expensive energy. Have you looked at your power bill the last 5, 6, 7 years? Have you looked at your insurance bill? We're all being screwed, folks. We're being shut down. Because we have the communist Chinese and others that don't want to just win in a market war. They want to break us and dominate us and capture us and own our debt. And the crime is so big, they can't arrest Hillary for being a Chinese spy. It'd be too big. They should. They should arrest every one of those people. I'm telling you, thousands of those people deserve to be indicted. And I don't get on some power trip talking like that. I actually get sick at my stomach because we either start arresting them or they're going to push so hard that they're just going to force us to. They're going to come after us. I mean, they're not going to give us quarter. And people think, oh, well, let's just go along with them. No. That's what will destroy everybody. I'm going to go to break, and I had a special report coming up, and I'm going to hear it in the next hour, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. But, by the way, I want to put over Cleveland and over Philadelphia for 2 days each time during the RNC and DNC, $30,000 per 2 days. Four aircraft flights, hour and a half apiece, with a giant Hillary for President banner. It's very visible. The banner itself is like 5,000. It's a gigantic banner. We're about to have it printed. We got to pull the trigger this week to get it done. I was trying to get blimps, but they're too expensive. I need you to buy the Hillary for President shirts. They're back in at full price, $19.95. They're like made in Nicaragua or something, but they're all printed and everything done here in the U.S. And so they're both U.S. and foreign. And I need everybody to buy them right now so that we can fund that, putting those aircraft in the sky. Plus, it's a great shirt. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Fortunę tamto burdę racji, piraty pusto celis. Fortunę miki burdę racji, straty preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars, Nightly News. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live transmission as well. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to your phone calls. More of the Trump speech coming up where we left off. Next hour, we have a guest popping in, Gary Haven, one of my good friends, and a very successful fellow that's a multi-billionaire in private business, but a patriot who's been financing movies, TV shows, you name it, trying to expose the globalist agenda. I wanted to get him in just to talk about the whole nature of the world. He only comes on like once or twice a year, and I thought, start popping in every month or two. So that's just part of a visit he's going to have regularly with us whenever he's here in Austin. He lives here in Austin, of course, Australia and other areas. He's a private pilot and flies his own big wide-body jets around the world. So he'll give us his inside take on what's going on, the latest intel he's gathered from the strata of folks that he travels in. And then at the bottom of the hour, in the fourth hour, David Knight's hosting, we're going to air a special report I did on the Global Destabilization Program. I shot this 2 days ago. It's got a lot of clips, a lot of documents. It's very important. David Knight will air that at approximately 2:33 today. That is about, what, an hour and a half out from where we are right now. We're actually about 2 hours out from where we are right now. I do want to go to your phone calls on this incredibly historic speech. You know, I watch more mainstream TV than I used to because I realized that I was blinding myself to a lot of globalist propaganda. Just watching aggregate YouTube clips, just reading transcripts of speeches, or just reading white papers, I was missing things. And so I probably watch an hour, hour and a half of news a day, and maybe 30 minutes to an hour of entertainment programs and movies just randomly to monitor what's going on. Also watch commercials and things like that to get kind of the compendium or the spectrum of what's going on, not just little pieces. And not only were they not calling this any type of Islamic terror or ISIS on all these different channels this morning, I saw it once watching over an hour. It was just like somebody blew stuff up and shot a bunch of people in Turkey. Gee, wonder who it could be. Oh, we better have checkpoints all over America. Take more of your rights. Talk about lying by omission. But I was watching every one of those channels wanting to see, because I shot a video last night about how amazing Donald Trump's economic independence speech was. It was a huge declaration of independence, and it was a declaration of independence against the modern globalist tip-of-the-spear attack on us as economic warfare. And I would watch CNN, I would watch Fox, and they would just show a clip of him going, I admit it, I made a lot of money out of this system. As if he'd been caught in something. Out of an hour-long speech, that was it. Or just, yeah, we're going to have better trade deals. It was none of the bombshell, sensational, on-fire veritas, flaming truth of Hillary Clinton. We're under economic war from China, and Hillary Clinton is an agent against America in that war. Wow. Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a communist Chinese spy, basically, which she is. I mean, I talked to a lot of retired and current top journalists, top spooks, you name it, and I've known for years, but they now they've made it very clear. They said, listen, Hillary is a Chinese communist agent. She's totally sold out to it. So is Kissinger. And it is on. They are pulling the stops out with their money laundered into the U.S., not just through her foundation. It's bad. And when they even catch, you know, Chinese Americans, which I know there's a lot of really loyal Chinese Americans, but if they've got family back in China, you can forget it, folks, because they threaten them. Inside the Navy, giving codes, you name it. You want to talk about who infiltrates, folks? It's the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese have infiltrated our government. They have infiltrated the infrastructure. They have infiltrated this country super bad. They're super smart, economic, savvy, you name it. And they are into money, very on average, worldly, very materialistic. So the globalists love it. It's perfect. They're the perfect biological robot, folks, to take over. And I'm not calling Chinese people biological robots. We can all act like biological robots. The point is, we're being programmed. They've chosen China as the beta test. Where, again, if you go out to the park and get caught doing any Buddhist rituals or you get caught doing Falun Gong or whatever, they execute you and take your organs. They are horribly oppressed people. And they're in such control of this country now that 20 years ago, the Dalai Lama was a celebrity. Everybody was against what happened in Tibet. Now most liberals hate him and call him all these names and spew a bunch of communist propaganda against the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama isn't perfect, but he did come out and say, Germany shouldn't let in all these Muslims. They'll attack you and kill you because the Buddhists know all about what Muslims have done to them, including in Tibet. And yes, the Muslims have invaded Tibet to attack them. Okay? Just a fact. The Muslims always end up attacking when their numbers hit 5 to 10%. Okay? Tibet is right by Mongolia, folks. Research the Muslims in Mongolia. So, it's a serious situation. I want to go to your phone calls. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this, but we normally do the special once a year because we already sell high-quality, swarmable foods at the very lowest price you're going to find out there that are really high quality. And it's kind of a nexus point. Like, you can get stuff that even tastes better and even probably has more protein or whatever that's 3, 4 times, 5 times more. I mean, I can't even afford that. This is high-quality, good-tasting, nutritious, clean food that is lower than stuff that tastes like absolute crap and is old. This is fresh. This is new. We had to stop the 20 to 40% special a couple months ago because the folks at My Patriot Supply up in Utah that power it were actually running out of food. They don't sell food that's, you know, a month old. They don't stockpile it. They produce it. They sell it. So we had to stop that sale. But I saw all these reports about how FEMA's doing war games for 395% increase of food worldwide and how they believe this global depression's coming and all the signs. Whatever. It's insurance you can eat. Last 25 years. Everybody needs to get it. And so I twisted their arm and they said, okay, we've developed, you know, we've increased output. We've got it up to this special again. And you know what? Even if some of the other distributors and suppliers don't like the fact that we're undercutting the market, you do so well in sales, we're going to let you do it again. That's the inside baseball. So you will not get anything near this anywhere else. The same food from My Patriot's great. We just contractually can put our label on it and go even lower. And we sell their food, the full spectrum of it, right next to InfoWars Select. It's the exact same food made at the same time, the whole nine yards. But this is why, I mean, that's why we've got non-GMO seeds and things, in many cases, lower than Amazon. No one can do that. We've created a big enough market, not on millions of items like Amazon, but on a few hundred items, where we sell it so low that we've become the dominant force in three different brands of gravity-fed filters, number one distributor worldwide, three brands, and the number one distributor for My Patriot that's in the top three food suppliers in the country because of their quality and everything. So that's just how I operate. Free market. It's what I believe in. If you've been waiting to get storable foods, great. Bad stuff doesn't happen. You can eat this or give it to the homeless or use it when you go camping. It comes in the best packaging. It lasts the longest. It's super high quality. It's what I have for my family. It's what I have for my crew. It's what I have here in our own facility. I just bought more. And I bought stuff, you know, 10 years ago. And what I did was, even though it would last another decade or so, I just gave it to the Salvation Army and gave it to other groups, and they fed it to the homeless. They loved it. So it's just a donation down the road. You can even write it off as tax exempt down the road. If you, a lot of states actually have tax exemptions if you do buy storable food because they're finally figuring out how important this is. While governments and elites dig in, they want to make us dependent on them. We need to be independent, economically independent, culturally independent, sovereignty, energy independent. That's what it's all about. So it starts with getting local government elected that's good, getting involved yourself, getting independent, planting a garden, turning the TV off more and more, educating your children. Watching historical documentaries, not watching trash TV. I'm talking to myself here. I'm not lecturing you. But this is the way out of this matrix. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. And you can get a full spectrum of My Patriot, 20 to 40% off depending on which package. It's not like we have one package that's 40% off, the rest is 20 or 30. Most of it is 30 or 40% off. There's some things we can't discount more than 20 because the profit's like 30, 40% total. And we just can't operate making 10% on this food. So, oh yeah, a lot of companies have markup 2-3 times. My Patriot's already the best deal. That's why we have them as a sponsor. I could have 10 sponsors that I'm endorsing storable food. They're knocking down the doors. And there are some really upscale freeze-dried meats and things, fish and like salmon and beef I've been trying that I think I'm going to add as well. But the stuff's like 5 times more and worth it. But we're going to add some upscale food, too, you know, but it's like gourmet. So I'm going to stop ranting. And speaking of plugs, I'm going right to your calls. I appreciate Mark and Steve and Chris and Sean and Mark, everybody holding on this epic Trump thing. But I see Leanne McAdoo has just come to the microphone. So I guess she's wearing a Hillary for President shirt, the new one that's in. Leanne McAdoo, thank you so much. What are you here to talk about today?
Well, I'm here to say the new shirts have arrived. These have a little shoulder flare on them so everyone can see you got it directly from Infowars.com. I know we've got a lot of people are making these shirts now, but it originated right here, so you can get yours with some shoulder flare. Hillary for prison.
Well, Leanne, that's just awesome, and I'm glad that you've helped us promote Hillary for prison. So has Biggs. We're seeing them everywhere. This meme is now number one last week in the country. When is Hillary going to prison? When is Hillary going to jail? This has really got them shook up, and now as the meme accelerates, it's just amazing. I want to thank all the listeners and viewers that have gotten it. And by the way, I'm not whistling the wolf whistle at you at the shirt. That is a very nice shirt.
Hillary for prison. It's about time.
By the way, folks, just since Leanne's here, I just want to say this spontaneously. There's this internet rumor that Leanne and I have been dating or going out together. Leanne and I have shook hands and hugged each other maybe 10 times. But I am here whistling at the shirt. It's so beautiful. But no. Leanne and I have never dated. Isn't that correct, Leanne?
Yes, and we've actually only hugged once, and that was after you gave me a very nice Christmas bonus. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're a good boss.
Leanne, am I screwing around here at work? Do I have time to run around the office and sit there and, you know, engage in forms of grab ass?
I mean, seriously, like, you are probably the busiest person. I think everyone here sees you maybe for 30 seconds after you're off the air. So I don't know. Where do you get all the time?
Well, we're here working. I've actually had people on the street say, hey, how's your girlfriend Leanne? And I'm like, so I just want to get that clear. That on my children, Leanne and I have never dated. Now, one night when we were out to dinner with Buckley and his wife and some of the other crew, Leanne, you did give me a peck on the cheek.
What?
Yeah, but that was it. But you gave Buckley one too. So it's
I
not,
know.
So it wasn't
a terrible person.
Had you forgotten that?
Could be.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say, on my kids we've never dated or on my kids we've never done anything. You have pecked me on the cheek once. And that's it on my children. So,
oh my God.
Okay, there you go.
There's the new internet rumor.
No, I mean, I'm kind of getting sick. I work out at home, but I also go into a gym sometimes. And I had people at the gym ask me about, man, Leanne Magadu, she's really a great reporter. She's gorgeous. You know, wow, is she your girlfriend? I asked, why are you saying that? Well, I heard that on the internet. So I just want to say, me and Leanne are not dating.
Yeah, well, thank you for addressing that. Because I work really hard to, you know, get by on my own accolades and then to have internet
rumors. Number one, I'm a family guy. Number two, you know, just come on, folks.
Thanks, Alex.
Well,
you're a stand-up guy.
Absolutely, Leanne. No, we did not script this, did we?
No, hence my blushing.
Well, I mean, earlier I was just saying space aliens are possessing Hillary Clinton, so I kind of tell everybody what I really think today.
They have, like, just address all the rumors.
Alex Jones says Trump better not have sex with goblins.
Should I go ahead and shapeshift into my reptilian form now?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I wasn't serious about the goblins. And actually, folks in the comments got it. They got that it was an esoteric thing when I talked about don't go with the succubus in political fornication, Hillary, the demon woman, go with Donald Trump. People actually finally got what they said, oh, this is Kabbalic. All that is archetypal. So all basic ancient religions are archetypals. I wasn't going with a Kabbalic reference there, but it does fit because I guess there's a Kabbalic perspective on that. I don't know if people saw my warning Donald Trump not to have sex with goblins video. But I actually didn't say that. I said, you're in the goblin lair battling them. I know you're going to get some goblin blood on you, but don't let me catch you kissing a goblin. So it was more family friendly.
Yes. Yeah. The little green goblin, I saw him dancing around. Very nice.
By the way. All right, I'm going to go to the phone calls. I apologize to everybody that I'm out of control today.
Everybody get your T-shirts.
Yeah, because here's the deal. They're full price, $19.95. I'd sell five times more, you know, at cost if I sold it, which I want to do to get the word out, kind of like, a billboard for freedom. But we want to pay for 2 days, 4 flights a day of aircraft at the RNC and DNC. It's $30,000 a pop and $5,000 for the banner. And then, and then I've got to have an emergency thing for $2,000 in case that banner gets torn. Then I've got to get another banner. That's in the contract. So it's going to be great to have that there, Hillary for President, giant banners. It's not just a small banner behind the plane. It's gigantor. You know, it's those huge, big banners you normally see, like for Dos Equis or whatever. Leanne, I'm not, I don't always the most interesting man, but of course, when I'm not running NASA, I'm here running the show. But seriously, I'm being sarcastic. Or anything else you'd like to add?
Hillary for prison 2016, especially after this Benghazi report. I mean, she wants to move on. She says it's time to move on, but it's time to put Hillary in handcuffs.
Absolutely. All right. There goes Leanne McAdoo. Having some fun with that. No, I mean, when two or three people ask you in a week on the street if Leanne McAdoo's your girlfriend, it's time to go, hey, that isn't my girlfriend. We don't hire talented, beautiful female reporters here like it's a grazing section for me. Listen, I'm not Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. So even though he randomly accused me of bizarre stuff with no proof, and then he's the one that runs around having to settle all these different lawsuits and things, but I don't want to digress into Bill O'Reilly, and I apologize. I normally get goofy in the third or fourth hour. It's why I stopped doing the fourth hour. But I got a lot of serious news to cover, and I apologize to the callers. I'm not going to do this anymore. It's wrong. It's bad. I will not do this anymore this week. But I'm skipping this network break. We go to Mark. We go to Steven. We go to Chris. And go to Sean. And go to another Mark and another Mark. Now, before I do that, just briefly. I tend to get more goofy and have more fun on air when I'm really concerned and really upset about what's happening. And I got home about 6 o'clock last night, and my children were already home from camp and stuff. Not one of Hillary's fun camps, but an exercise camp. Of course, those are camps for men she was talking about. See, this is all so surreal. I need to send men to fun camps. Sorry. And she really did that, too. I like to say that. It sounds like a lie, but she really did that. She really wants national compulsory service, too, and get out of high school for the government for 3 years. I'm sorry. Become a social justice warrior like Trigglypuff. By the way, Paul says he's launching the ultimate Trigglypuff today, that is, will be even greater than Trigglypuff. Has that happened yet? Anyways, I actually started crying last night. And let me explain something. I barely cried when grandfathers and grandmothers died when I was younger. It hurt me. It really felt bad. I would be nostalgic and maybe get tears in my eyes driving down the road a month later thinking about them. Or, you know, go out in the old shed and see Grandpa's fishing rod and tackle box. And then one time I was back behind my grandmother's even before she died. My grandfather had been dead a few years. And he had this beautiful tackle box and all these fancy lures. A lot of them he made himself. And somehow they'd just gotten out of some shed, knocked out in the woods, tumped over. And I remember picking those up and bringing them into my grandmother, and she started crying when she saw them. I never really seen her cry over my grandfather, but it was the fact that I brought it in years later, and we sat there and cried over those fishing lures, and she said, just take those away or give them to your Uncle Joe. I can't look at those fishing lures. What I'm saying is, I guess as you get older, you get more sentimental, or you either get sweeter as you get older, or you get meaner. And I was used to be pretty mean, so I've gotten sweeter as I get older, more sentimental. And I was sitting there looking at how innocent my kids were over dinner. And I was thinking about the New World Order and all the things they're setting up, and it's just, it's for sure that they've got to be stopped. And I really started crying. Not like sobbing, just tears started pouring out of my eyes because I'm grieving because I've studied history and I've also been heavily involved in covering things for 20-plus years. And I can tell you, I wish I wasn't right. I wish we weren't right. I wish we weren't in so much deep trouble. But it is very heartening to see Donald Trump standing up and telling the truth. And believe me, whether he knows it or not, I think he does know, and I think I know he knows it. What he's doing is irrevocable. It's good. And so it can't be reversed. Even if he flip-flops later or does something wrong, and none of us are perfect, what he's doing now is real and is devastating the enemy. And no one should just sit by and go, oh, whatever, he's a politician. I'm not going to believe him. I'm not going to get fooled again. Normally the Who song is true. But with what's happening with Trump at this epic moment in history, this is what history always shows, at the epic key junctures, you see fantastic things happen on the side of good and evil. And we're going to see some spectacular stuff out of evil, too, and some of its superpowers. I mean, this is going to be quite a battle, folks. This is the battle for the future of humanity. It started now. We're in it now. We're in the big move towards whatever the elite call it, the singularity. The Bible calls it Armageddon. They believe they become gods at the end of this. Well, those of us that understand that what's really going on, we know this. We're not living in boring times. And statistics show people are more bored than ever all over the world. I don't know what planet you're living on, baby. But I get why people are into sports and little kind of petty stuff, because you're in this galaxy with hundreds of billions of galaxies, trillions of galaxies around you now that they photographed. You're hurtling through space. You're born. You don't know where you came from, who you are, the mysteries of the world. There's all these religions telling you stuff. And it's just like, well, where do I go when I die? What is this? What's happening? Well, the Bible says that you're a sentient creature made in the image of God, and you have the power to build incredible systems, which we've now seen we were able to do, and that there are evil interdimensional entities that are fallen that want to take control of you to have you build them something in this dimension, a.k.a. Buckaroo Banzai. I curse you, Buckaroo Banzai. And whether that allegory is an accurate way to see it or whether it's the truth, when you do the deep enough research, you just come up to that point and you go, oh, wow, every major religion said this is what's at the bottom of it. And you know what? The elite believe they're getting knowledge from the other side. And you know what? The Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Huxleys, the Darwins, they all interbreeded about 200 years ago. And within 50 years, two or three generations in, most of the kids were mentally ill, brain dead, but others were super high IQs, had hallucinations all the time, and would just hallucinate and say, DNA double helix, biometrics, world government, here's the plan. And the British royalty would bring them in with their Royal Institute, and they would listen to this and say, okay, this is the plan, we're going to build it. And I know I sound crazy saying that, that's real history. They like interbred to create super beings that would be like antennas to get this advanced technology, and then they envisioned all this advanced technology, and then they deployed it and had German scientists and others hired, and Russian scientists, who IQ-wise had even higher IQs, to build it. I mean, whoa, if that isn't science fiction, and then like, just like Avatar, where you got these people jacking into these bodies. That's basically what possession is. And again, I'm not saying I've seen that or I know that or I believe that. The elite believe that. At Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. Okay, that's it. I'm going to your calls. Let's talk to Mark in Illinois. We're all talking about Donald Trump. Go ahead. Thank you for holding. I've been out of control today. Go ahead.
That's all right, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Good, my friend. Go ahead.
I love you and I love your show. It's a beautiful day here in southern Illinois. Hardly any chemtrails today, which is amazing because most of the time they got the sky covered with them. And I want to say I don't fault you for giving Leanne a hug. She's a beautiful woman. She's a great reporter, too. All your reporters are great.
No, I know. But just when it becomes a distraction, you know, about that, and of course some people say, oh, God, she's upset about it. Let's talk about it more. No, I'm just saying gossip about this show is a diversion from what the New World Order is up to is my point.
I completely understand. And there's a couple points I want to make here, Alex. First, just let me say I've been listening to you for about 8 years now. I also listen to Jeff Reams, Hagman & Hagman, Steve Quayle, and quite a few people online and different other alternative media news outlets and stuff. And I've been listening for about 8 years. And the main point I want to make is that I just think these globalists are willing to do anything when it comes to, you know, to keeping power and staying in control.
Well, I mean, look at Hillary. She looks like central casting of a psychotic witch on a power trip. She's the Wicked Witch of the East, you know, meets up with Freddy Krueger, the Joker, and a frumpy weirdo woman, James Bond villain.
Yeah, it's crazy. And anybody that's voting for that woman, they have to absolutely know nothing about her. Either that or just not care.
Well, now she's worried about Islamophobia in a new speech. That article's up on Infowars.com. Hillary ignores Istanbul, ISIS attack, and focuses on revenge porn. Isn't that nice? And Islamophobia.
And they're allowing all this to happen. I mean, it's part of the collapse of civilization.
And they write white papers admitting it, absolutely. But you could just be a delusional trendy and imagine she's your friend and imagine you're successful. Like black Americans for Obama as their unemployment doubled. You could just be delusional. How about that? How about we just imagine that the moon's made of cheese together and be in make-believe land? But see, there's a real world and then there's make-believe land. The problem is the real world is so much more fantastical, beautiful, scary, exhilarating, evil, dark, fantastical, that the average person just can't understand it. Just like I sit there and make jokes about, you know, her being succubus and all the rest of it, and people can't get it. But then literary folks go, well, this is genius poetry. I'm not saying I'm always like that, but these people just don't know what they're getting or what they're hearing. It's pearls before swine, my friend. But, Mark, you are no swine, and I love you. I appreciate your call, Stephen, Chris, Sean, Mark, and others. I'm going to try to take more of your calls now, try to shut up a little bit. And there's all this other election news and so much more coming up. Gary Haven's going to be in studio as well. He likes taking phone calls. We'll take phone calls with Mr. Haven as well. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.